Okay, we're on Nunhei Omen Aleph at Halacha Base. Ma'az Kiran Divorce Geshamim Gefias HaMesim, Meshalim Geshamim Brech Tasharim. You mentioned Divorce, meaning you mentioned Marin HaGoshem in the Bracha of Divorce, right? And you mentioned Shalim, that's a difference, right? Shalim is you ask for, you make a Bakosha of the same Tala Matal Bracha, right? You mentioned Gisham, you ask for Gisham in the Bracha of the Shanim. Hadol v'chanin adas, like we, the way we do it, we say atach anatano in the middle of the Bracha. Rabbi Kiva, I'm a Bracha, Rabbi Yisrael, the Atzmar. Rabbi Kiva says, no, you start off after you say atach kodesh, you're supposed to say a special Bracha of Abdullah in the Shemona Esrei all by itself. And Rabbi Lazar, I'm a Bracha Hadol. Rabbi Lazar says, you say the Abdullah and Hadol. By the way, this is the reason, now that we're seeing Rabbi Kiva's sheet, that we don't pass the Rabbi Kiva, but now you know why we don't say Havdalah in Havinenu. The reason for that is because if we were to say it, you would, and we would end up saying that it needs a bracha, just like all the other paragraphs need their own bracha. So this Havdalah also needs its own bracha, and you'll end up passing the wrong way. Same thing with Saint Talamat Levracha. You don't say for Saint Talamat, you don't ask for a bakasha in Havinenu for the same reason. You're going to end up thinking that you need a bracha. Okay. Kishem shatchias ha-mesim. Chayim lo'aylo. So the Yerushalmi comments, just like chias ha-mesim brings life to the world. Kach yiridas kishomim chayim lo'aylo. In other words, we're giving a reason here. Why did we place the mashavurach morin ha-goshem tefillah or hazkara in the bracha of Goros of Shamim of Tchias HaMesim? The answer is because they're related. They bring life to the world, right? Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba Shamal Amin Hadar, he brought a rhyme from here. Yechayeinu v'yom 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 v'shishi yikimenu v'nechya l'fanal. He will revive us after 2 days on the third day. He will raise us up and he will live before him. So what's that mean? 21, what's that got to do with anything? This refers to the resurrection of the dead. According to the one opinion of the Bavli, the words, he will round us up after 2 days, teach that the world will be in a state of destruction of 2,000 years before the messianic era in the resurrection. Anyway, so what's the point? What are we trying to say over here? What are we deriving from this pasuk? Not sure. Okay, native near default, that's the Shemba Shak, the Shachar, Nachon Moksa'o. Yeah, that's the main thing is the next part of the Pasuk. That over there it says in the end of the Pasuk, which they don't even quote, then he will come to us like rain, like the late rain that satiates the earth. So there's a comparison, there's a hekesh of Tchias HaMesim, Yechayenu Miyomoyim, there's a comparison of Tchias HaMesim to the mentioning of rain. Okay, so now we're going to talk about Tal. Everybody knows the story with Elio HaTishbi. Just to review this story really quick, it says over here in footnote 24, there's a little background here about it. That they conquered the city of Jericho. Yoshua says anybody that is Moel, they made a cherem. Nobody can be Nena from the booty of Jericho, and Acha went ahead and did it. And also he said he gave a curse upon anyone who rebuilds the city with his oldest child who laid its foundation, his youngest child, he'll set up its gates, meaning he'll lose his whole family. So that's not a job you want to get. Okay. Some 5 centuries later, so Eliyahu is there, and Heel of Beth El went ahead and broke the ban. So it was realized that he lost all his children. So Hashem told Eliyahu to visit Chiel and console him for his loss. Eliyahu did not really want to hear it because he didn't want to hear blasphemous talk there that he would find unbearable. Hashem told him, don't worry about it. If you go and you hear any such talk, any curse that you'll utter will come true. So he arrives at the house of mourning. Ken Achav was present. He was scoffing at the idea that the sons had died because of the Yeshua's curse. He argued like this: the curse of Moses, which was that if the Jews were to serve idols, there would be no rain. And that had not happened because it was still raining, even though they were being Oved Avodah Zarah. So if Moshe Rabbeinu's curse didn't come true, then surely Yehoshua's curses were also equally not as effective. So when Elio heard this, he went crazy. And he said, oh yeah, I curse you. You should not have any rain. You should have any, not have any dew. And that's the background behind what we're about to say. What? Yeah. By Yom, and we're going to talk about exactly what did they have, what did they not have. So that's going to be in my chofis. It'll only be rain or dew if I say so. If I don't say so, as long as I stick to my guns, there will be no rain. So we have a machlokes. Khan Omar, one of them says, that it didn't make a difference whether it was dew, whether it was rain. They listened, meaning they held back even the dew. That they listened to him about the rain, but they did not listen to him about the dough, the dew. Because dew is so critical to life that never gets, there's like a kind of like a covenant that it never gets bottled. In fact, the Gemara in Tanya says that dew is, you know, there's not even a point to praying for dew, because Hashem will never withhold you. So you don't even have to pray for it.
Isn't there an incident, like I forgot, where someone said, ask Hashem, you know, prove it to me or something, that they just have no dew tomorrow, but Hashem couldn't do it, so we put something down on the grass, whatever.
Right. That's a story. That's a story in another. Yeah, sure.
One in the Vim, I forgot which.
Yes. Mandamar, Ahamotar Nishmalo, Bahatalo Nishmalo, the one that says, that they didn't listen to him about the Talmud and Hadots from this pasuk, because it says in the pasuk lechei ro'ei al Achav that no mochar. This is at the end of in the third year. He said, "Go appear to Achav, and I will send rain." So since he said to him, "I'll send rain," but he didn't say, "I'll send dew," he only said, mentioned rain. So it seems that the dew never stopped. So he only had to bring him the rain. Man demar bein al tal bein al matar nishmalo, that both were held back. So where do we see that tal was revoked? Those of you who are learning the Dharam now, Daf Yomi, understand this. Neder shuhutar mechlolo, hutar kulo. That a neder, yeah, that a neder, once you get a part of a neder that's hutar, the whole thing is hutar, right? So therefore, once the matar was gone, so the tal also was gone. Some say that it annulled earlier the woman from Tsarfas. There was a smisa with a woman, and I think she was supporting whatever she had. What was it? What was the story there? It was local. There was a local widow, right? So that was sustaining him. So the widow's jug of flour and cruse of oil did not run out until the drought ended a year later. The widow's son Tokel and died. So Eliyahu prayed for the son to be brought to life. His request was granted. Now, so the point here is that in order to resurrect this child, you apparently need one of the ingredients is dew. You gotta have tal to resurrect the child. So since Eliyahu needed tal at that point, so he brought back the tal at that an earlier point, right? This is according to the one who holds that it was that he was listened to on both. So why did it only mention matar before in the pasuk? Teretz is because the tal had been restored earlier. Let this boy Saul come back to him. He listened to the voice of Eliyahu. The Saul, the voice came back to him, and he came to life. When it says Hashem listened to the voice, okay. So it says it. So it seems to be unnecessary. Hashem hearkened to the voice of Eliyahu. What do you mean? Eliyahu called out to Hashem. So of course his voice came back. So of course he listened to Hashem. So what does it mean? It means that there was another request that's not said here. There was another request Eliyahu had made that Hashem hearkened to that other request as well. That other request was due. Correct. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi, Echad Shulchanav, he makes a little mushal over here. Okay, this is compared to someone who stole a doctor's bag. Okay, Echad Shulchanav, now take Osho Rofi. He stole a doctor's bag. Imke Shuhu Yotzei, as he left the scene of the robbery, Niftsa Beno, his son was wounded. Chazar Atzlo, he goes back to the doctor. Amalai, he says to him, Adoni, Harofi. Harofe, Rape Espini, my master, the doctor, heal my son, Amalai. So he says to him, Lefak, Zerasamantik, Shukumini, Refus, Nuchum, give me back my black bag, you know, with all the medicines. Fani, Rape Espini, then I'll heal your son. Kacham, Lekash, Brokh, Leliyo, Lefak, Tanya, Dresh, Tal. So Hashem said to Eliyahu, so annul the vow for the due, because you want the kid to be revived, but you need to get rid of that vow about the do. Shein ha'meis b'chayim, el b'tlol. Yeah, v'ani b'chayes b'noah showed surface. Then we'll be able to do it.
You need the rain, or
you need
the do? You
need the do.
I couldn't say
earlier,
you said that it's part of the
netter. Netter showed him a tzassah hutu. So then over here, why did it not, why wasn't it much of the rain part? That's a question. Okay. That's a good question. I'm not sure. Nayin shanai ma'isim chayim alo b'tolem. How do I know that the only time you have to get some ma'isim is with tal? If you ma'isach on the ve'losi yukumun, your dead will live, my corpse will rise. Ha'ki tzivaran u'shofni ofar ki tal oris halecha ma'aretz refoyim tapil. So it says that tal, the dew of vegetation, is your dew. Okay, so that's how we see that you need tal. Okay. Now we're on Nun Hei with base. Headed to the end, my friends. It is 7:52. We're doing all right. The land will discharge its deposit. That's the weak, W-E-A-K, is the dead who are deposited in the ground, will be discharged in their places of from their places of burial. So that's the meaning of the pasuk. It says, because Eretz Rephaim Tapil, the land will cast out the weak. That was the last words on the page before. So what he's explaining is that the weak is referring to people who are dead. Yeah. One. Yeah, exactly. Rabbi Yaakov the Tzfar Chanon Mishem Rish Lakish, Mishosh Avram Zekenon Ritzoni. When Avram, your ancestor, fulfilled my will, Nishpati Losha, any basis, tell me one of the oilam. I promise I'm never going to deprive his descendants due. Right? This is what I mentioned to you before. I wasn't sure where it came from. The bris, that they're never going to have a bittel of tal, is from Avram, you know, I guess. Matam, l'chot tal, yal du sech. Because of you, there'll be due for your descendants. So it's not going to change. Now, now, this is very interesting. B'daitiki is a sort of contract. Okay? So he deeded it to Avram. He gave B'matona Nesatav Lo. So this is what Yitzchak Avinu prayed. He said, I want to give Yaakov my son, right? I want to give Yaakov my son the same, I want to hand it off, that same promise. So Hashem gave it to Avram as a deed, b'daitiki, and I want to hand off the tal that he had from Avram to him. Right? That's what he says. The pasuk, this is the bracha that Yitzchak gave Yaakov. So what they say is, the bottom is very good, that when it comes to a daitiki, if you have a shtar can be revoked. But if you give a matana is irrevocable, and so that's what he wanted to upgrade the matana from Avram, from daitiki status to matana status. That's v'yitin l'cha. Others learn it's because it's an extra vav. What's the v'yitin l'cha vav? They're making this drasha that what's it connecting to? This, it's the beginning of a pasuk, v'yitin l'cha, and he will give. What do you mean and? So the and is where this whole gemara is coming from. Yitzchak was saying, and that the tal that Avraham Avinu had, that tal should also be given to you. Now, you know, the Gemara dashes, yitain, v'yachsor, v'yitain. That's the drasha that we always like to hear.
So when Yitzchak actually gave the brachas, does it work out
doubt that he thought it was Esau. So
he thought, who cares what he thought?
Right. But did he say that?
I mean, it's true from this week's parashah. That's the big kasha. It says by Yosef, he saw that it was mixed, that the two children were mixed. By Yehra Ba'enov, it was evil in his eyes, the Ramban says over there, because he thought that if he's, the reason why it was evil, near Ba'enov, the Ramban says, because if he doesn't know who he's giving the bracha to, so how's it going to work? The bracha won't be effective. So since when is the bracha not effective? You don't know who you're talking to. That's what Yaakov got his bracha in that way. Why all of a sudden is this a problem? Why, I didn't understand what's going on over here. When is it a problem? When is it not a problem? But that's what Ramban says. So does that answer your question?
Not really. I guess the question,
what's your question?
That's because the first bracha that was given to Esau, right? There was all
the bracha that was given to Yaakov.
Correct.
Was v'yitel.
This goes by intention. Okay, but what was actually given?
Yeah, this was given.
V'yitel okay. is the actual pasuk of the
bracha. That was accidentally given.
It was given to Alpi Ruach HaKadosh. That's the way we learned it. If it's a bracha and it's coming through Ruach HaKadosh, then the person deserves it. That's the Pasha Pshat. Okay, I'm Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmani. If people are not behaving themselves, then Hagsham Batarim, it's not good for the rain. Hey, Neville, I mean, people in California had 3 years of drought. I think that they should start examining their deeds. They just got hit with a cyclone. The trend, it could be the end. It could be it's the end. Maybe they suffered enough. Hey, Mavil, then so what happens is he's kind of like telling us a progression. This is the way things happen. Okay, first we're bad, then we get punished with no what's his name, right? With no rain, and then what do? Then we go to the local gadol, right? Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We'll go to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. We'll tell him, come on, Rabbi, we need help. Pray for us, right? And he prays to them, and then the rain comes back. So this is like the pattern of life here, right? But the tal doesn't come down because of anybody's schus. It always is there. So that means it doesn't wait for a human being. It comes down because it's part of the Bria. Hashem wants the Bria to survive. They ask a question, why Rabbi Yossi was picked, Rabbi Yossi Aglili, why did they use Rabbi Yossi Aglili in this narrative? They could have used anybody. They should have just said they go to the Gadol of the door or whatever that was. So why did they pick him? So it gives over here, I think, is a very important lesson. It says over here, Medrash. Even though he was divorced, Joey, even though he was divorced, he still sustained his ex because she needed it. And because that's like Mavram Midoysov, so therefore he had a special source that his tefillahs will listen to. Okay, that's something to, that's something to remember. What? Yeah. Right, and that's the whole point. Why we picked him as a good example of a person. Okay, now we're going to talk about the last part of this Gemara, which is probably the hardest part of the whole Gemara. There's no learning tonight. I just got a text message.
Yeah.
Reb Zaira, so we have to hold a cup over here. It's not hard. It's just you have to hold a cup to what they're saying. If he's standing at a time when you're supposed to be saying Mashav Ruach Mer Negeshem, and instead of saying Mashav Ruach Mer Negeshem, you said Morin HaTol. So then what happens? Also, you don't have to go back because since you said Morin HaTol, you Yotze the Geshem Fiyuv. Now, the other way, Batal, if it's a summer and you're supposed to just say Morin HaTol, the Hiskel Shal Geshem, but you said Mashav Ruach Mer Negeshem instead, so then you have to go back, right? Because you said something you were not supposed to say. Now, the Gemara thought that the reason why this is a problem is because, I'll just read it the way he said it in English because he says it very clearly. The reason for Rabbi Zaira's second ruling seems to be mentioning dew in the summer is obligatory. So if it seems like that if the dew was omitted, if you didn't say Mor HaTol in the summer, that Shmoneh Esrei is invalid, you must be corrected. That's what it sounded like. So on that basis, I was going to ask a question. V'hatoni, v'tala baruchos l'chiva chacham l'haskir, that if when it came to mentioning Tal Mor HaTol, Mashav Baruch Mor HaTol, right? They weren't machayev you to say it, meaning if you left it out altogether, like you know, Armin Ashkenaz is, we don't say it at all. In Ratzel Haskir Masker, but if you want to mention it, you can. But if you didn't mention it, it's also good. So you see, mentioning Tal is not obligatory. So that was the kasha they asked. So the Gemara says, no, we never meant to say that you had to mention Tal in the summer. What we meant was the Tal and Geshem are not the same. Because saying Geshem in a time of this that it doesn't belong in the summer, then Lodomi Ahud Mekel, Ahud Lom Sali Vlo Mekel. One who curses is not compared to a person who does not pray and does not curse. So leaving out Mor HaTol in the summer is not a curse. You're just missing the Hazkar of the Brach. But saying Mor HaGoshem in the summer is a problem. So therefore, you'd have to go back. Next, the Geshem. Saying Marit HaGoshem in the summertime in Eretz Yisrael is a problem. In Eretz Yisrael, yeah. 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 We're gonna see in a second. Mor's gonna say a Maisa pretty soon. In Ninveh, it was once in the summer and they needed rain. And we're gonna see that Maisa very soon. The Geshem Hizka Shaltal in Maxirin also, if it's the time when you're supposed to say rain. But you said Tal instead. So it's the winter, right? You're supposed to say Mashav Baruch Mor HaGeshem. And instead you said Mor HaTol. Emachzirin also, you don't go back. V'hatani, hi. The Brisa says, Lo Shal B'Brechas HaShanim. O Shalom Hizka Gvoros G'Sham T'Kias HaMesim. Machzirin also. It says if you didn't ask for rain, so if you didn't say V'Sein Tal Matla V'Rocha in Baruch HaLeinu, or he did not mention we make him go back. That's a contradiction to the one who says that if you said Marit HaTol and did not say Marit HaGoshem, you do not have to go back. So Mars is a simple answer. That's when you didn't say Tal or Geshem. So of course you have to go back. But if you said Marit HaTol, it's good enough for the end, right? Next. That's very simple. Now we're getting into a little more detail. It's the winter. You're supposed to say the same Talmud Matla Bracha. You forgot to say it. And you remembered while you're in the middle of Shmoneh Esrei. So you add it in to Shema Koleinu. And you say, the same Talmud Matla Bracha, Neha Adama, Kiatar Shmoneh Atfila, Sapmeh Sobrach, Bracha to Hashem, Shmoneh Atfila. That's what you would do. And that would fix things up. Now the Gemara asks, would the Kavasa, Imlo Hiska, Gvoris Kusham, Fias HaMesim? So the Gemara asked, so let's suppose it was the winter and I was supposed to say Mashav Baruch Mor HaGoshem and I forgot to do so. Can I put that also into Shemei HaTfilah? The Gemara says the answer, which is not like the Bavli, not like the Halach. But the Yerushalmi says, you can. The Yerushalmi says, I'm a Kal V'chomer. Ma im she'elo shehi midochan. Om Rabbi Shemei HaTfilah. When it comes to She'ela, which is the request, we're asking for rain. And when we're asking for things we actually need and are very important to us, important for our livelihood. And if you forgot to say that which you need, you still are able to say it in Shemei HaTfilah. So when you have something like Mashav Baruch Mor HaGeshem, which is just an Azkara, all we're doing is praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Lo Kol Shekein, surely, You don't have to say it necessarily there on that location, but rather it would be enough to just mention it, Shemei HaTfilah. Okay, now we're on 56a. We have to learn a little bit more, and we'll be done. Hatani im lo shom rechaz hashanim oshel hiskur gros kusham v'fias ha-meisim atzir. Also, it says in this price, what? That if you didn't ask for rain in rechaz hashanim, or you didn't mention Mashav Baruch Mor HaGeshem, that you go back. So it sounds like you can't fix it in Shemei HaTfilah. So the Gemara says, very simple. We're talking about your past Shamei Atfila. Of course, you can fix it up in Shamei Atfila as long as you haven't gotten to that bracha yet. But once you remember, when you're in the middle of Ritzeh or Modem or whatever, then Machzirin also, then you have to go back. So now, the question is, Eifanu Chozer, where do you go back to? So the guy went past, right? The guy went past Shamei Atfila. He remembers in the middle of Modem, I didn't say Vesein Talamot L'Bracha. Right? Or according to the Shalmi, he didn't say much bracha. Well, let's leave that case out. He forgot to say Saint Talmud Lavracha. He remembered before Shema Atfila, he could have put it in Shema Atfila. He remembers in the middle of Modim that he didn't say it. So it says Chozer. Where does he go back to? So we have the following. The Rosh Chodesh, if it's Rosh Chodesh. If you forgot to say Yalav Yavo, you go back. Once you take three steps back, you've got to go back to the beginning and say Tol Shemona Esrei over again. Ve'im Lav, but if you didn't take three steps back, close the Lavo, you go back to Ritzei. And you say Yalav Yavo there. So Alf Hocha, so here too, Im Akar Asrangel, close the Lachakiva. If you forgot to say the same Talmud Lavrocha, you go back to the beginning. If you took three steps back, and Im Lav, if you haven't taken your three steps back, Chozer l'shomeya tefila. You can go back to Shema Tefila and put it in over there. This is not the din. I believe this is not correct. It says over here in footnote 9 at the second paragraph, the halacha stated here, namely, the one who realizes error before taking three steps back, puts it in Shema Tefila, is adopted by some authorities, but most Rishonim, based on Bavli rule, you go back to Baruch Olay. And then the next story is the story of Ninbe. We'll hold off that story for tomorrow. Mm-hmm.